This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for the job you do, keeping all of us free and safe. And also to the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And to our Uber, our Lyft, our taxi, and our bus drivers, thanks very much for moving the people along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things that we have to offer over there. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor Apologies is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood, and are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, ladies and gentlemen, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the talking head shows yesterday, a couple of the president's men showed up. Larry Kudlow, first of all, was on at least two programs, maybe three. He was talking about the economy and talking about the possible purchase of Greenland. What say you?
Well, right, yeah, we've heard a couple of these things about Greenland. That's probably going to be a non-starter ultimately, of course. This was talked about back in the day with President Truman, and it was because of its strategic importance, but I don't know that it will go anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, that's true, and I have to laugh about this because, goodness sakes, I believe it was the Prime Minister, I think they call him the Prime Minister of Denmark, actually runs Greenland. They own Greenland, right?
Right, right.
So. And they said there's no way this is going to happen.
Well, no.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Now, Kudlow also talked a lot about the budget, about the finances here in the country. He said that we are not going into a recession. But then there was another voice that was heard out there, and it was White House trade advisor Peter Navarro. Now, he was on ABC News this week, and he said that the U.S. was doing the right thing for America in negotiating with China, that they were very close to reaching a deal. But he said that all the opposition is doing right now is hollering the three R's, Russia, racism, and recession.
Well, that's right. And Captain, you would think that somehow Christmas came early for the left-leaning, presidential hopefuls on the Democrat side with this notion that, hey, we've got the inverted yield, which is going to, signal a recession, or at least most likely could be signaling this. And it's almost like it's Christmas not Christmas in July anymore, but Christmas in August, for the idea that, hey, maybe things will get worse for the American people and that will give us some kind of leg up in the upcoming election. Even Bill Maher, who's had his own problems, of course, with Representative Tlaib of late, was saying on his program not all that long ago that he wouldn't mind having a recession, essentially, just paraphrasing here, again, because it would make Trump look bad. So, you know, you got to wonder sometimes where some of these folks are really coming from. But the idea of recession is not necessarily happening because, you know, we see, again, strong consumer spending, although consumer confidence did drop, I think, last month. But, you know, you have to see something in the long term to see if it's really a trend or not.
Well, here's the other thing that I'm noticing, because I always go over and look at the futures, Dow futures, NASDAQ futures, S&P futures on Monday morning to kind of see if we can get a grip on what's going on here. And the market closed up about 300 and some odd points on Friday, made up for quite a bit of the, you know, not a lot, but made up for most of the losses they had. And today it's up half of that right now as we speak right now on the radio in worldwide trading, the futures. Now, that's subject to change, of course. But everything right now is in the green, which shows that the comments that were made over the weekend were received positively.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, you mentioned Navarro talking on some of these different Sunday shows earlier. You know, he talked about the idea that, of course, you know, people are worried about inflation. We're hearing the R word. One of the R words is recession. Well, he said this. He said, well, we've had tariffs on, I think talking about the China issue. We've had tariffs on for over a year, $250 billion worth, and we haven't seen a thing in terms of inflation.
Nope.
And so also you're seeing now some in the media, and, of course, on the Democrat side, they're trying to make it look as though the president, he's made a terrible decision. He's trying to back off these tariffs and so forth. But what they don't understand, number one, is obviously the president wants to do the best for the country at all times. There's no doubt about that. But also, of course, this is not going to be an overnight fix to something. You're dealing with a very powerful country with China. They're not going to change too fast. We've got to be in it for the long haul.
Yep. And, folks, we're getting ready to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the Antifa rally that went on, the protests there in Portland, Oregon over the weekend, and the forces that they met up against. And also, we're going to talk about the anti-gun rallies that were held in a number of blue cities across the country. Some of you probably don't even know they were being held because there wasn't much fanfare because not that many people showed up. And then, of course, Hong Kong, 1.7 million estimated on the streets on Sunday in Hong Kong. And so far, we haven't seen the Chinese military, but I'm telling you, you got to wonder how long they're going to put up with this before they come in and just put the kibosh to it. All right, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, on a Monday morning.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Brute.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, Kyle Warren, and we got him on the phone line right now. And I'll tell you what, this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends at Relief Factor. Now, I take Relief Factor. I am a customer of Relief Factor, and it's working for me and has been for quite some time. And I've gotten a lot of emails from folks that are telling me that they're either trying it, or they have tried it, or they want to try it. And all I can tell you, folks, is I suffer from arthritis. It's because of all the injuries that I've had, both in the military and in the fire service. I've broken a lot of bones, had some surgeries, have a replacement ankle. My back is fused from breaking it twice. So, you know, my spine, rather. So I'm going to have problems, and I do have problems. So if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, muscle aches, whatever the pain is, and you want to try something different that's not a narcotic that reduces swelling, because one of the agents in it will reduce swelling in your ankles, your feet, and whatnot if you're having problems there, then I'm going to suggest to you what I did. I took the 3-week quick start program of Relief Factor, the 1995 3-week quick start, and you follow the instructions, you take it the way they say it, you start out with 3, then you drop down to 2, and then you see if you can go to 1, but you might be more comfortable with 2. That's 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, which is the way I take mine. And once in a while, I'll take a 3rd if I aggravate one of my injuries by maybe wearing a pair of boots that I shouldn't have worn because they were too tight, or walking too far, because my problem with the ankles is walking further than what my feet want me to, if you know what I mean. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see a little video there. You'll see what you need to do join and try that 1995 3-week quick start program. And if it works for you, You go right into the automatic shipping, and no harm, no foul, and away you go. If it doesn't work, just tell them, sorry, don't want it, and you're out. No pain, no gain. You've lost $20, that's it. But at least you tried to do something to break the narcotics, which is what I was taking, the Mobic and the Flexeril, and it had side effects to it, and I just didn't want to do it anymore. So that's relieffactor.com/captain. Take the 3-week $19.95 quick start program. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. And, Kyle, we were talking about well, it's actually Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radical number 7. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. You just add different instances to the word, Russia. Maybe you add racism, which is what they're doing. And now you've added recession. So you've got three different R's, so you're not breaking everybody down, boring them with a subject, which they know isn't true to begin with. So now you got the three R's, as was mentioned by Mr. Navarro: Russia, racism, and recession.
Oh, exactly. And instead of looking at what's happening out there, we're looking in terms of jobs, low unemployment, and I'm talking low unemployment across different groups, ethnic groups, racial groups, and so forth. And it's the old saying, the rising tide lifts all boats. And that's what we want in this country. We want everybody to do better. We don't want a state of class warfare, these kinds of things that the left tries to bring into play most of the time when it comes to economic news. But trying to then scare people to say, a recession's coming now because we had this news report the other day, instead of looking at the actual fundamentals of what people are actually doing, business expanding and so on, go talk to your neighbor. They probably feel pretty good about how the economy's going.
Well, most of my neighbors have got more money in their pocket than what they had, and a lot of people are living on fixed income. Some of them are on Social Security. They got a little extra money. A few people have gone back to work, and they're working part-time just to supplement their income. But they're happy as a lark because they're doing things they like to do. And it's not like as if, I had to go back to work. I can't retire no more. These people got sick and tired of sitting around doing nothing.
Right. Well, recently, Captain, I took a trip up through Central California up to the beautiful Yosemite Valley, and I got to tell you, there are more trucks on the road than I can really ever remember, and I can only think one thing. It's this Trump economy. We've got people taking stuff everywhere.
In different parts of the country where the economy is doing very well, there is more truck traffic, which is why trucks become a mobile object, which you might not see in the Northeast because everything's so damn high over there, and because all they know how to do is raise taxes and slow their economy down. Well, if you go two states south, you find a different story. Or if you go six states west and get west of Chicago, you find a different story. But you're not going to find it in the big blue states where all they know what to do is to tax, because they keep losing people. They keep losing their tax revenue and their base, and they have one alternative: tax.
Well, exactly right. And again, the notion that somehow a recession would be good because it would somehow damage Trump politically is just total insanity. And of course, people are happy to seize on whatever they can these days at this state of affairs in the election, or this state in the process. But really, a year from now is what's really going to matter. We're going to see what's going on. But Captain, as you mentioned to me earlier, yeah, we'll probably have a China deal by then, and things will look a lot better for the American consumer.
And we'll probably have a deal with the United Kingdom, who's leaving the Brexit deal. We may have a separate deal with the European Union, but there will be new deals. You bet there will be.
That's right. And new deals will mean stability, predictability, and I believe that business and investment in this country will follow suit.
All right. Now, a couple of different things here. We talked about the gun rallies over the weekend that some people knew about, but a whole bunch of people didn't because they weren't really and they weren't rallies for guns. They were anti-gun rallies where they were rallying for new legislation. But we also have the Grace 1 Iranian tanker, which was released by Gibraltar and is now underway to an undisclosed location. I know we're following the ship or tracking it to see where it goes, but it was released by Gibraltar. It's back out in the Mediterranean, headed wherever it's headed. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens there, I guess, right?
Well, exactly right. And of course, every step in this whole process with Iran is crucial. You know, I think Iran wants something big to happen. I think the president and the allies don't want something big to happen necessarily, but we have to be prepared for something like that.
And the other thing is Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, came out and said that the IG report is going to be ugly and damning, and a lot of information is going to come out against the FBI, against people like John Brennan and the CIA, against James Clapper, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I think what the...
And I don't know what he knows.
Well, exactly, yeah. Maybe he has some snippets, perhaps, or somebody has told him this or that, perhaps. But I think what the American people are going to see is a real difference between what the IG's report is going to look like in terms of how it was conducted, the professionalism involved, and so forth. It is not based on a spurious dossier as the Mueller report and all that, but it's going to be very serious, very sobering, and it's going to really surprise a lot of people. But it may also, and this is going to be, I think, key, but many of the conclusions will be more or less inescapable, I think.
Do we know when this is coming out yet?
I don't believe that we do. I think that we're...
Is it still September, sometime in September?
Yeah, still in a sort of a holding pattern, and I don't know that we have a particular date on it yet.
Because the fact that it's taken so long to do this and that they went back in and did some more investigating on some different things based on the reports that the Judicial Watch uncovered that we've heard about tells me that they've really gone in deep and they've gotten into the swamp to quite a large degree.
Well, exactly. And I think that, again, when the American people see, and this may just even be the tip of the iceberg, but whatever it is, the American people have a right to know. Just as much as we had a right to know, was President Trump a Russian agent? And, of course, he was not. We have a right to know about people who probably tried to set this whole thing up to make it look like that, or at least to defraud the court. And that's how we do things in this country.
And you know who's taken about four steps backwards now in the presidential Democratic scheme of things? The candidates, the two women, Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren, have now gone back and they're accusing the president and the Republicans of things that have already been proven not to be true.
Well, probably because they think it plays well, not just to their base, but perhaps to people who might be incidentally looking at things and then, of course, get the wrong impression about everything at this point.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what went on in the world yesterday. Hong Kong, 1.7 million people, 1.7 million people on the streets of Hong Kong. Also, Israel killed three people yesterday, taking out people in a crowd that were firing at their troops. And we had a riot at a soccer game. Three people dead and dozens of people injured. I'll be right back with more. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump thinks economists are wrong when they say his trade war is tempting recession. He says Americans are rich now because of tax cuts, and Walmart's numbers are sky high. He says his trade policies only hurt China, and they want to make a deal.
And they're laying off millions of people because they don't want to pay 25%. And that's why they want to come to the table. I don't think there's another reason other than President Xi, I'm sure, likes me very much.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells NBC's Meet the Press that the U.S. is doing well.
Consumers are working at higher wages. They are spending at a rapid pace. They're actually saving also while they're spending. That's an ideal situation. So I think actually the second half of the economy is going to be very good in 2019.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at the Geico Insurance Office near you. Now, you can find out more by going to Geico, GEICO.com, because Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost everything that you own, including your car, your truck that you're driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and your snowmobile. So they can help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your Geico insurance agent. All you need to do is log on to Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, to find your local agent and take it from there. You type in your zip code, you find out who your local agent is, and they'll either answer questions there on the website for you, or they'll call you right back and give you answers that way. Geico.com. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we got the Chinese military, about 12,000 or thereabouts, sitting in a sports stadium over outside Hong Kong in China, and they've been doing crowd control training for about the last 2 weeks. And you had 1.7 million people estimated to be on the streets of Hong Kong yesterday. There were some incidents, but nothing all that terrible, but it's not going to take much to spark bringing in the Chinese military because they have promised to stop these demonstrations.
That's exactly right, Captain. And fortunately, yes, there were no major confrontations over the weekend and so forth, even though you had the 1.7 million people out there. But you're right. One spark can really do some terrible damage here. And again, at the very heart of the matter is – these demonstrators are upset for number one, or for one of the primary reasons, is the idea of the extradition that could be imposed on Hong Kong citizens back to China, this kind of, among other things. And so you're right, the Chinese government is certainly, I think they're aware that the world is watching, of course, but at the same time, though, there's going to be a tipping point where the government says enough is enough, and they're going to do something, and it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be very bad. And so my hope, of course, is that the U.S. and others are back-channeling something to the Chinese government to say, you have got to come up with a different solution on this. Otherwise, there's going to be some major consequences, I think, overall.
Now, the other thing we need to talk about is Israel and Hezbollah and Israel and Hamas. We'll start with Hezbollah first, because an interesting situation has developed now on the Lebanese border with Israel, and that is the fact that they used to have the Lebanese army there intertwined with the Syrian army, correct?
Right.
Well, over the weekend, it became known that there are no more Lebanese forces along the border except for what they call their border protection agents. The border is now guarded by Hezbollah. That is going to change the nature along that border to where we know Hezbollah is going to allow all sorts of tunnel burrowing and sneaking across the border and all that sort of stuff to achieve their goal, which is to drive Israel into the sea.
Well, exactly right, and I'm glad that you mentioned that phrase. It's an ominous phrase, and it goes to show that many of these different groups, Hezbollah especially, they're not upset about the area the size of the area that Israel, the footprint of Israel. They're not worried about that because they want to extinguish Israel. They want to get rid of Israel, and this is something that is evil in and of itself, that, you know, how can we possibly have any kind of truck with something like that? But it just goes to show the extreme nature of this problem. And so when you have people trying to criticize Israel, they've got to realize that when you're living under the constant threat of attack and the constant threat of doing just that, driving it into the ocean, people might have a very different perspective if they live there.
Well, in the meantime, on the other side of the Israeli border with Gaza, three Palestinians were killed as fighting broke out with armed suspects that were in the middle of a crowd firing over at the Israeli side. So the Israelis returned the fire and killed three Palestinians who apparently had nothing to do with what was going on. But this is what they do. They put themselves in the middle of a situation where they've got people around them thinking they're going to use them for cover. And the only thing different about Israel than us is Israel will take them out regardless of who's in the middle. We won't.
Well, right, exactly, and it's a very unfortunate situation. And to expand on what you're saying, you know, you also find that you have Palestinian militants putting, you know, rocket launching apparatus near a school or near a hospital.
Or in a hospital on the roof.
That's right, right there, so that they are playing on the good nature of the Israelis to not attack. And so, you know, and in our book, Captain, we would call that just number one being horrible cowards by hiding behind helpless women and children. I mean, that's terrible. But it also, again, goes to show the extreme nature of what Israel is truly dealing with. Now, there have been so many, you know, peace plans. You go back, even Jimmy Carter, you know, tried to get, and he got, you know, some traction on that a little bit. But if establishing a Palestinian state was the end all be all to this, I think we would have seen one many, many years ago. But again, it goes to the idea that Israel is not allowed to exist in many of these extremist viewpoints.
Well, they're not even, they're the whole goal of the Arabs, especially the radical Arabs, is to drive them back into the sea and out of the region because they believe that Palestine is theirs and it's not. And certainly Jerusalem's not either. Now, we had another circumstance overseas, a soccer game was going on, and I guess the team that was supposed to win didn't win. It resulted in a riot, and the stadium went nuts, and three people were killed. Dozens of people were injured. Some were trampled as people tried to get out of the way. Others were injured in the melee that broke out. What the heck?
Right, yeah, this happened, I think, at the National Stadium in Tegucigalpa. Very, very sad.
Easy for you to say.
Right. Very sad situation. And, what do you do when you're in a stampede like that, basically? It's very, very dangerous.
Yeah, and it kind of plays into my next story, which is the one I've been sitting on waiting to talk about, and that was the big standoff in Portland, Oregon over the weekend between Antifa and the opposition that was there to counter-protest Antifa. Now, they arrested the national leader of Antifa yesterday, which is a big move.
Well, it certainly is. It certainly is, and I'm sure a lot of folks may have seen some of the footage of the Antifa, so-called Antifa protesters, doing their thing. But
they
also
were beating up people on the street that had nothing to do with anything.
Well, right. And then, just simply, almost in a predatory way, just going after some of these other, yes, I understand there are people of different sides and so forth, but once you have a confrontation and somebody backs off, you don't chase them for just, a mile or more down the street and just try to continue to intimidate. I can't.
Well, they were knocking them down. They were banging them over the head. They were spraying them with stuff. They had one guy. They knocked his bike down. They busted his bike on him. I mean, and he was doing nothing. He was walking down through there, walking his bike. He wasn't even riding it.
Right. And so watching these things, you wonder, are we living in the United States of America? And, obviously people have can say what they want, freedom of speech, and they can make their case. But this seems to be completely off the rails. And
yeah.
I can't imagine that only 13 people were arrested. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and the mayor of Portland is actually standing up for the rights of Antifa. They have no rights. They should be designated a domestic terrorist organization today.
This is very, very dangerous because, again, we're going through, we're seeing these kinds of things that we've seen in history, whether in even ancient history, but also modern history.
Well, let me just go back to 1939 or in the 30s with the brown shirts in Nazi Germany.
Right.
That's what we're looking at.
Right. Exactly right.
You don't believe me? Go study your history.
That's right. And again, it's the idea of the fear of reprisal. Going after the innocent, going after people who are defenseless in a society where we should be safe.
And one last thing, who's in control of the city, the Republicans or the Democrats?
Oh, that would be a big capital D Democrat.
That's right. No. And therefore, I rest my case.
Right. Well, this is beyond the pale.
All right. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways out there. We got some really, really, really hot weather in the central part of the country from Texas north up into Missouri and Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. But we got some hot temperatures also up into the northeast. We'll tell you all about it. We'll tell you where the rain is. Other than that, it's just a beautiful Monday. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, just a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. Sitting under my hood, I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis. It was late one night when me and another hangout
nothing's wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my 12 control and that little bitty meter on my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. I played an extra stanza there, Rooster Cruisin', but that's what he's a-doing. This portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by Your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, they are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by and see what it's all about, especially those all-new Pilot travel centers and the revamped and remodeled Flying J Truck Stops, because I'll tell you what, got some real, real, real good food in a lot of those truck stops. Now, I want to give, before I get started, I want to give a special shout out to our new listeners tuning in up there in the villages tonight. Hello and welcome aboard the Captain's America Third Watch. We welcome all of you, and you can call us anytime you want. We'll give you the phone number here in a little bit. And also over there in Mobile and Navarre, Pensacola, and up into Dothan, Alabama. We appreciate you guys and gals very much tuning in and opining and chiming in. And I know the fuel is cheaper in Mississippi than it is in Florida or Alabama. So if you're going west, truck on over to Mississippi and buy your fuel. Now, a large dome of high pressure is expected to deliver summer heat with humidity in multiple sections of the country to start off the week. Now, excessive heat warnings and heat advisories are in effect across the South Central Plains, mid to lower Mississippi Valley, and from the Middle Atlantic into the Northeast. Now, there will be some cities, namely New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, that are going to see temperatures near 100 degrees today, and the heat index will be a lot hotter than that. So, and oh, by the way, that doesn't count Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, and out there in the desert of California, where you guys might as well just put an egg on the hood of the car and let it cook. But anyway, let's start with the East Coast. Now, we do have some flood watches and warnings in the Big Bend area of Florida, on down towards Citrus County and on down into portions of Hernando County tonight for a lot of the rain that occurred over the weekend. And those streams are just right up to the bank and over the top in some cases. And there will be some rivers cresting today up in that area. So be advised of that. Low-lying areas, you need to be alert. And when we start talking about the high heat and the temperatures up north, we can start in Philadelphia and Trenton, New Jersey. And then we can go on up into Jersey City, New York City, all the way up towards Albany, and then over into Connecticut, over towards Providence, Rhode Island, Hartford, Connecticut. Temperatures, heat indexes will be up around 100 degrees, maybe 105 in some cases. You do have some unsettled weather coming off Lake Erie. It's in the northwestern part of Pennsylvania right now, and there is a chance for some thunderstorms and whatnot coming across there, too. You've got a poor air quality alert for the Atlanta area and west on I-20 towards Alabama, so be advised of that. Kennesaw, you're included in this, too, up there. And then in Missouri, the western third of Missouri, let's see, we'll go right up I-44. We can go just about to Fort Leonard Wood and all the way back into Oklahoma City, Tulsa, let's see, on down, straight down 35, all the way down into Dallas, and we'll keep on going down into San Antonio. You've got a high heat advisory there, 100 to 105 degree heat index temperatures well into the upper 90s, and around Oklahoma City and El Reno and Enid, you're going to have temperatures there that will approach 100 degrees, if not more, making the heat index about 10 to 15 degrees higher. Now, going up into South Dakota, eastern South Dakota, chance of rain in different areas there. Also, southwestern Minnesota, you could see some rain there tonight. You could see some rain
around Springfield, Missouri. No, that's not Springfield. Around Columbia, Missouri, there could be some rain, scattered showers there. Up into Wyoming, where's our next area that we got, the northeastern part of Wyoming, unsettled weather. Could be some thunderstorms breaking out there, coming towards Rapid City and northwestern Nebraska. But you do have a fire threat advisory for most of Wyoming tonight. And in the Colorado area, Denver East and Pueblo East, you've got a poor air advisory alert there as well. Now let's go down into Arizona. All right. Coming across from Tucson west and north to Tucson up to about the 3,000-foot level and all the way to Phoenix and all the way across I-8 down to the Mexican border, all the way across I-10 into California and then across the desert into the first mountain range, you are going to have temperatures approaching 115 degrees today. That will not be uncommon. Las Vegas, up in your area, Kingman, Arizona, up in your area, you will have temperatures between 110 and 115. Heat index will be much hotter than that. And going towards Barstow, same scenario today. So if you're traveling across those areas, be advised, be aware, be alert, and make sure you got your radiators right. Make sure you got some extra water to carry with you. If you're in a camper or motorhome, just like I suggested, the truckers, 50-50 mixture of antifreeze, a couple of extra gallons, two or three is not going to kill you. Put it in your storage compartment and have it ready to go in case you need it. In case you need it. And that's what the weather's looking like right now across the country with our highway and byway report. Now, let's not forget your Flying J and your pilot, especially the brand new pilot travel centers, the bigger ones that you see that were the truck stops that they took over and remodeled. Well, you're going to find an Arby's, you're going to find a Chester's Chicken, you might find a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, maybe a Wendy's, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, or a full-service Dunkin' Donuts shop, too. Because let me tell you something, Dunkin' Donuts has got a menu now, sandwich menu at least, that you can get breakfast and you can get lunch. And it's very surprising, and some of it's pretty good, I will tell you that. So, Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's average truck stop anymore. Many of the amenities that you become used to are there. And when you get closer to the big cities, you'll find truck stops, truck washes near them. You'll also find some full-service lube facilities at some of them. And it's not a bad way to go. You get everything done in one place. And I know myself from my past experience at some of the major truck stops across the country. When you get out west, those Flying J's are pretty doggone good places to go into, especially the big ones out there, going across I-80 and I-90 and I-70, I-40. But here comes the music, and that means I got to let you go for this hour. When we come back, we're going to have Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. I know she's all fired up and ready to go. So we'll be back with her. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.